These are now going to be the bonus questions, and I think that's what's so nice, because then you're pretty sure if you do write in that I don't get them all in, then maybe there's a good possibility you'll get them in during the bonus question time. It says, Sylvia, thank you for all that you do. Okay, I was wondering if you could tell me the name of the man that I will marry. Yeah, his name is Michael. Thank you and God bless you. And thank you and God bless you too, Jill. Hi, Sylvia. My question is, what kind of a career should I pursue on the long term? This is from Monica. I really would like to see you getting into design. Anything has to do with design. Design of houses, even in creative design on the computer. Anything that has to do with color, shape, size. Commercial buildings, houses, clothes. You just have a marvelous spatial knowledge. See, a lot of people can't visualize anything in their head, and you can, Monica. This is from Deanne. My daughter Kat is special. What will she do as a career when she's an adult? She's been saying a dentist since she was 3 years. She will be. And not a dentist hygienist, but an actual dentist. So she'll actually be in the medical field. See, when I was little, Deanna, I always said that I wanted to talk to people and be a teacher. And, of course, that worked its way into being a psychic, because I've always been a psychic all my life. This is from Jenna Rose. I am very concerned about my health, and I need to know what direction to go in. Any guidance is appreciated so much. I have a daughter to raise, and I'm a single mom, and I want her to give the best possible life I can, and I have some difficulties doing that with my condition. I know that. I know it's very hard, but I think that you're going to get into something that has to do with medical billing that you can do right from home. And I think that this will give you the money that you need. Jenna, I work with about 350 doctors, and they're always screaming for somebody to do their billing. They can't get anybody to do their billing. So put it out there. And you should have it really by the first of the year. This is from Deb. Will I ever be financially secure again? Yes, by August of next year, you're going to find yourself not wealthy, but you're going to find a security. I don't know how many of us out there could scream. None of us are really that secure right now, but you're going to find by August that you are secure. This is from Julie. Thanks so much for everything you do. I wonder if you really know what a difference you make. Oh, that's nice. My question, will Scott and I ever get together? This is from Julie. No, Julie, I wish I could tell you yes, but Scott just can't commit. I don't know, he's got some quirk in his mind that he just is afraid of commitment. And I don't want to be hearing from you the next 15 years saying he still hasn't committed. That's just very depressing. So it's time to go on and find another, you know, someone else in your life, which you will. Robin. Hi, Sylvia. I think you're wonderful. I would like to know if my grandmother is all right and if she does anything special to get my mom's and I attention. Yeah, she's one like Chris and I said before. She does strange things with electrical. She also says she likes the picture that you have up, and she also talks about you lighting a candle. So talk to her, and this is for all of you. Please talk to those people that have passed because they hear you. It's like my spirit guide says, and I've said on Montel, the more you talk to them, the veil thins, so they're easier to come in. I was wondering what my spirit guide's name is. This is from Carrie. And actually, your spirit guide's name is very close to yours. It's Caroline. Caroline. This is from Patricia. Sylvia, thank you for doing these classes. My husband is 49 years and started to act a little strange. Sometimes he seems confused. Other times he's just fine. Is he getting dementia? He's getting a little senile, honey. Take him to the doctor and start him on one of the new medications, because there are some medications, and I'm not big on a lot of this medication, but there, Patricia, there are some medications that really slows down the process of the, let's call it senility. I hate that word, dementia. You know, when I was a girl growing up, people just got old and senile. And now everybody that can't find their keys thinks they have Alzheimer's. Catherine says, can you please tell me the name of my spirit guide? Her name is Ida. And your life themes are builder, which means you help people build their lives. And the I should have told you the first one first, because your first one was rejection, and that's a hard thing to come in with. But you're past that theme, so you're on to the other one. But damn, that's a hard theme to go through. So it showed that you really wanted to perfect your life. This is from Sonia. My question is, when will I move out of my present apartment? And will it be better? Yeah, you will in 2 months. And it'll be so much better for you, Sonia. And peace and love to you too, darling. Melindy says, when will I have children and who will it be with? You will have 2 boys and it will be someone by the name of Carrie. C-A-R-Y. Not Gary, but Carrie. I've only known one other Carrie in my life, I think. I went to school with him. Rita says, since my daughter died suddenly, I've lost all direction in life. Where might I be headed? What path am I to take in spirit? Oh, Rita, darling, I think that to lose a child is the hardest thing that anyone does. And also, I trust me when I tell you, it's the thing that advances your soul the highest. But I would write. Please write it down, because you'll help so many other people. And I would really recommend to any of you that you read Alfred Lord Tennyson's In Memoriam. It is the greatest formula for grief I have ever read in my life. It shows the disbelief. Why did God do this? I'll never see them again. And then all of a sudden he comes to the realization that there is a God and we will all be together again. But it's a beautiful, beautiful poem, In Memoriam. Tina says, hello, Sylvia. I've learned so much from you. My question is, we have loaned a lot of money to family and friends. Now none want to repay us. Will any ever repay us now when we need it? No. And unfortunately, Tina, I don't know if you want to do this. You're going to have to go legally. You know, I hate to say this, but I've always said, please don't loan money. If you're going to get money, just give it. Because if you loan money, especially to friends and family, that's the worst, because it's the hardest to get back. But the only way you're going to get it back is you're going to have to go through legal channels to get it. And I would be more apt to say, don't even do that, but the problem is they have it. Hi, Sylvia. I haven't missed a webcast. Bless your heart. I hope everybody hears that and gets online. Please tell me if I should be worried about my health issues and my spirit guide's name. Your spirit guide's name is Penelope, and only your blood pressure. I would keep a track of your blood pressure, honey, but that's easy to control. Did I say that that was from Perna? Heidi says, hi, Sylvie, we love you so much. You spread so much light. God bless you. My question is, when do you see me settling into a job and becoming more financially stable? I see you doing, she's from Minnesota, something with animals, especially towards almost the turn of 1 year from this October to October of next year. That's going to make you more financially stable. Caring for, you know, animals, handling animals, breeding animals, any and all of the above.